Phil Minicky in for Dave Plyer on 720 WGN, joining us from Peoria, where he owns J.K. Williams Distilling. They make bourbon and they make rye. It's Andy Ferris. Andy, thank you for joining us, sir.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
I am going to be doing a lot better in a couple of seconds. Now, I have to be honest, I did not bring in the cool tasting glass that you gave me because I didn't want to ruin it.
Drop
I didn't
it.
Want to break it. No. So we're going to try this bourbon first, okay? My producer, okay. Tom, is going to have some too. I shared, just so you know,
good
I
man.
Shared. Man, this smells so good. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I'm sure this is not the first time this has been done on the radio, but it's really, really good. The flavor is... I've heard others describe this, and I think I have to agree. It's kind of like almost a little Cracker Jacky, right, Tom? What do you think?
Yeah, I think there's maybe a little notes of caramel. I get a lot of vanilla off this one.
Yeah.
Very nice vanilla notes.
Absolutely.
It's got a you get this first kind of on the nose. You're getting some of that, and then on the palate, if you take a little sip. And then I like to let it sit in that glass for a little bit and let it just develop. And I you'll get some additional great flavors from that.
Let me try that. I don't believe you. I don't believe you, Andy. I got to try myself.
Or you can just drink it.
Oh, that's what I just did. You're right. You're 100% right. And this, the bourbon, what's the name of the bourbon again?
So Gold Zephyr Bourbon.
How did that name come about?
So we really... I'm leaning on, as we redeveloped our brand, and we can talk about it further, but we relaunched and reimagined the brand in 2020 and planned for a relaunch in the fall of 2020. And that was new packaging, new names, and I thought it'd be cool with the Illinois River running through Peoria. It's a river city. That's what built this place. It connects us to everywhere, Chicago, the Mississippi, you know, everywhere. And so this is what built this town. So everything that we've done has been a kind of a nod to both central Illinois. So Gold Zephyr is kind of meant to be a gentle breeze from the west over the fields of wheat.
Got it.
The idea.
Peoria was the whiskey capital of the world at one time, correct?
Incredible history here. And I think lost too many in the sands of time is that Peoria was indeed the whiskey capital of the world up until Prohibition.
Yeah,
and
this is
it effectively killed off that moniker.
Yeah, this was before Tennessee. This was before Kentucky, which is kind of a misnomer that the definition of bourbon is that it has to be at least 51% corn, correct?
That is correct.
It's not that it has to be distilled in either Kentucky or Tennessee, like some people think. So.
No, not at all. It's got to go into a new American white oak barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And when your whiskey hits the barrel, it becomes bourbon.
There you go.
For it to be straight bourbon, it needs to age for 2 years.
Right.
And so,
let me try this rye. Talk to me about the rye first. What's the name of it?
So that's Stormy River Rye Whiskey, and what I get there kind of aroma-wise, you get a little nuttiness on the nose. You get kind of a fruity, little burst of fruit that goes in there, and then it moves into that rye flavor. This is a high rye. Mm-hmm. This is 90% rye, 10% malted barley.
What does that mean?
And so you're getting kind of almost a doughy baker's kind of thing from that. I'm drinking it with you at the same time and giving it a nose here. But
that's very nice.
It's a very smooth. So rye in general is thought to be spicy, kind of punches you in the face a little bit.
Right.
This is very, very smooth. It's a very, you get a little bit of spice, but then you get some fruit and honey and a little dried dark fruit towards the finish. And then on the finish, you're getting this kind of oaky, coffee, And even a little orange at the end.
Right. I've heard people say that there's kind of a maraschino cherry vibe in there, and that's what I get, and some pepper too.
Yeah. But it's not overly spicy like Sunrise or very spicy. And so you hear people go, I'm really not a rye fan. And then you taste something like this and you go, you know what? I am a rye fan. Yeah. It's just a different, it's not heavy on the spice, which makes it a little smoother. And so
I will do more research on both of these brands by all means. We're going to talk about distribution in just a little bit with Andy Ferris of J.K. Williams Distilling in Peoria, Illinois. You do small barrels. By that, 25-gallon versus a 53-gallon barrel. Why do you do that?
Well, that's what we have today. We are transitioning, just because of expansion, to 53-gallon standard. The thought was back in the day, and I'm talking, you know, 5 to 7 years ago, was if we're only going to do this small run, let's do it in these smaller barrels. We'll get increased extraction and interaction with the wood faster. But ultimately, if you're aging it for 4 years plus, you're getting that same result with a 53-gallon barrel. So that's what we're going to transition to, that size with our current run.
Got it. So, got it. Your new facility, you just opened up a tasting room, right?
I have a great tasting room. Beautiful. Kind of old world. It has no windows, so it's like a speakeasy.
Oh,
it's very
awesome.
Throwback. It reminds me of some of the joints I've been to in Chicago that, you know, you walk into and you go, what? This is here? And so it's a delightful tin ceilings, wood floor, great looking bar, and great hospitality room there.
Very cool. We're just about out of time, unfortunately. You're going to move to the riverfront in Peoria, close to Dozer Park there, they play baseball there, the Peoria Chiefs.
Yeah, we've got a huge river. We can't announce it yet, unfortunately.
Oops.
We've got a big riverfront project. Yeah, a little pre-announcement, but we got a really cool building down there that will be our home place experience for our tasting room. And so, but we've got our hospitality room at the distillery. So you can, you know, you'll be able to visit either one.
Gold medal, silver medals, incredible stuff. A quick recipe for a summertime cocktail, if you could, Andy.
Well, I would say my favorite is the Al Capone is made of 3 ounces of gold Zephyr, straight bourbon whiskey, 1.5 ounces sweet vermouth, 1/2 ounce of Campari, and then orange zest, and shake vigorously.
Oh, stop it. I want one now. That sounds awesome. All right, here is the big, big news. You're distilled in Peoria. J.K. Williams coming to Chicago, correct?
Yes. Our great friends and partners at Binney's are bringing us to select Binney's stores, probably about a dozen stores around the area, in the next month or so.
Oh,
so we are really pumped, and we're proud to have them as our partners, and they're great people. And so
we'll look for that here in Chicago very, very soon. Andy, thank you so much for joining us. Andy Ferris, J.K. Williams Distilling. A pleasure to talk to you, sir. You have a great product, and you have continued success, okay?
Thank you so much, Phil, for having me.